Zimbabwean Ambassador to Angola Thando Maziamous considered Luanda International Fair an important vehicle for Angola to showcase business opportunities. The Zimbabwean diplomat assured that they are working to bring as many as possible companies to attend. A fielder, Thando Maziamous, said that they take this initiative as the right way to explore business and investment opportunities.
For us, it's a very critical vehicle which can be used and should be used to showcase the opportunities available in Angola for investment. We have tried to woo as many companies from Zimbabwe as possible so that they could come. We have worked together as well with the Benguela International Fair, but we say it, Fielder is the most important for us. It is in the capital city, also manages to put together the smaller other showcases from other provinces. So we're working very, very closely with Fielder, and I'm quite sure this year we'll have more Zimbabwean companies which are going to come to participate and also take the opportunity to also showcase what is available in Zimbabwe. The same we have, we expect Fielder, they've been invited to proceed to Bulawayo, as I've already indicated, to go and showcase. Also, they are taking along a number of business enterprises, entrepreneurs. I've already got a number who have already confirmed their attendance to Zimbabwe. Whether you are talking of the Chamber of Commerce and Industry, the Minister of Industry and Commerce, and many other companies which have already confirmed that they'll be going in big numbers. We take this as the right way of exchanging notes and exploring the opportunities right on the ground as the business people interact.
Maziamous expects commercial exchanges between Zimbabwe and Angola to increase to the level of $1 billion. According to him, there's a room for this to happen, taking into account the economic potential of the two countries.
I'm happy with the interaction which is currently taking place. There's still good potential for an increase in the business volume. We are looking in the future into $1 billion plus, but it's not pleasing as of now. We are just talking of a few millions, and I can't put my finger on it. As we keep on saying, there are so many opportunities here in Angola. There are so many opportunities in Zimbabwe for Angolans. Those are the issues which we are putting on the table for the business people to explore. I know there are some logistical challenges, the road transport between Zimbabwe and Angola, especially for the perishables, which needs to be refrigerated. As I have said from time and again, Zimbabwe has got some of the best beef in the world, as we have seen from the EU, which even gave Zimbabwe its own beef quota. We would want that beef to come to Angola. Angola has got good salt pans, fisheries and the like. We want all those products to go to Angola. We are certainly working, trying, doing a level best to ensure that we could increase the business cooperation in that regard. Logistically, there are some challenges here and there, and you remember, we are still trying to say, business people, wake up, smell the coffee. Once you show that there is some good business between the two countries, I'm very sure that TAG will resume its flights between Harare and Luanda.
Okay. And Ambassador, one critical issue is being tackled at the moment is that of Lobito Corridor. Is Zimbabwe interested in investing also in that corridor?
That was the Zimbabwean Ambassador to Angola, Thando Maziamous.